Okay, so we are on Ches Amud Aleph, and we are on we just talked about the guy who was put in Nidoy in his dream, and so he needs 10 people to take him out of this Nidoy Acherim type of thing. And so we said, so if you can't find 10 Tamil Chachamim, so sit on the side of the road and say Shalom Aleichem to 10 Tamil Chachamim, they'll all say Shalom Aleichem, and that will, at least it'll protect him from the Yisurim that come from this Nidoy. Interestingly, if you look at the Mefarish on the right side, right, what says Rashi on top of it, Yahav Shamal Be'asara, so he writes, V'kad Me'sivin Lei, Havi Matirin Lei Niduyav, right, the language there is when he does that, you'll be mata the nidoy, right? So not just that it protects him from the Yisroel, but he actually is no longer in nidoy. Okay. More halachos now about being put in a dream, putting nidoy in a dream. So Amrelei Ravina LeRavashi. We're on the fourth, or like the first wide line, on the end of the line. Amrelei Ravina LeRavashi. Yada man shamse, mahu delishrelei. So what if you know the person? And you were having a dream, and in the dream, a particular person put you into Cherem. So can that particular person, who, again, they don't know they put you into Cherem, they weren't in the dream. I mean, they know that'd be weird. But they don't know. So can that person, they can say, hey, you're the one who put me in Nidoy, can you take me out? So Amalei, l'shemuse shaviva shliach, l'mishrele lo shaviva shliach. So the Gemara says, no, that doesn't work. Meaning, when it came time to put you, we'll look at the round in the bottom there. Two lines in the bottom. Yada man sham se mal delishrele. If you know the person was who put you in nidoy, who can is he able to take you out? Sharei kol mi sheminade biyada lahatir. In general, the rule is if a person puts someone in nidoy, they can take them out. We actually saw before. We talked about this earlier about like the Talmid Chacham who puts himself in Nidoy and then takes himself out of Nidoy himself, right? But the point is that if you put someone in Nidoy, you're the one who can take them out. So what about over here? So it's the Gemara, the Shemuse Shavive Shliach Min Hashemayim, meaning the person, whatever random person, Ruvain, shows up in your dream and puts you in Nidoy, why was that? That wasn't himself, right? That was Hashem made them the Shliach, right? To put you in Nidoy in your dream. But that's just in terms of one direction. In terms of the other direction, in terms of taking him out, right, he wasn't made the Shliach by Hashem. So meaning, it wasn't really him. That's the point, right? Since it wasn't really him, he can't take you out because he was really just doing the Shlichos of Hashem in that moment. Okay, fine. So, let's keep going. Okay, again, bottom of Ches Amud Aleph. It says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Acha L'Rav Ashi, Shamsei visharule bachalme mai. What happens if they put you put you in Nidoy in the dream and removed you from the dream from Nidoy in the dream, right? So now what? Are you cured? Because the whole thing only happened in the dream. Does the article have it as shamsei being in the dream also? How do they say it?
Yes,
right? Yes. Both are in the dream, right?
Yes.
Okay. So Sham said you were put in the dream, in Nidoy, and you were also taken out in the dream. So you can say, oh, that was uncomfortable, but I'm okay because I'm out. And so Amalei, Kashem Shi Efshe Labar Below Teven, Kach I Efshe Lachalom Below Dvarim Beitel. So it says the Gemara, well, no, it doesn't work. Why? Because just like whenever you are, threshing grain, so what happens? Grain isn't, when you learn Mesach HaShabbos, we talk about the process of, making bread and all the malachos involved. So we talk about the threshing of the grain. So there's when you thresh the grain, so you're always going to have then chaff and grain together. You have to, separate the grain from the chaff. So if that's true, so just like, he's always like, mixed in garbage, basically, with the thing that you like, right? So just like that's true. So same thing when you have a dream. Right, when you have a dream, until now we've been talking about like the value or how the chashivas we give to the dreams that we have, right? And so, yeah, good. So maybe we're nervous when you put a nidoy in a dream that maybe you really put a nidoy. But to assume that that every single thing that happens in the dream is real, so that we don't assume. There's all kinds of nonsense in a dream. If you ever had a dream, there's nonsense in dreams, right? So So what? So what does that tell me? Right? So the lechor, what that means is the following. Well, the Mefarish says, explains it this way also. Kach I eshel lachalom below devarim b'telim on the left side. V'shem ha'adu shor le devarim b'telim havu. Meaning we have to be nervous that maybe you really put a nidoy, because you had a dream that you put a nidoy. But to assume, okay, so fine. So just like you assume that I put a nidoy from the dream, assume that I'm out of nidoy from the dream. Nah, that might have been devarim b'telim. Right? We have to be machmir in both directions. So therefore, even though you were put in the dream, we can't assume that you're necessarily removed from the dream. Look at the Ran, the first run of the page. Kishem sheyef shel abar b'lo tevin, kitechsiv asher yito davar chalom, umal lo tevin es abar. It's funny, but the pasuk in Yirmiyahu that has this idea of chaff and the grain, etc. V'tzarech in, v'mishni duhu b'chalomo, im tzarech linhog b'chol dine minuda. So the Ran says, just by the way, like if a person's put in cherim, in a dream, so they have to like do all that stuff. Like they have to like stay, keep everyone's alamas away from them. They have to the halachos that apply to such a person. Umistar b'li the afagav darmina hacha the mishan yidu b'chalamo tzarch heter ein lomor mikan lemishan nadar. So he doesn't have an answer to that question because I'm not sure. It's an interesting question because we're being machmir to seem to be removed from the nidoy. Does that mean I have to act with all the halachos of nidoy? Maybe not clear. But then he writes, but it doesn't seem clear to me, that even though we say that person who's put a nidoy in a dream needs a heter, right? We don't assume that someone who has a dream where they took a neder, and now they have to keep that neder when the dream is over, when they wake up. Because right? In the case of nidoy, what's the point? It's that you were sent a message. Right, that maybe mina shemayim they put you in nidoy. Masha ein lomar came by nether, right, which you're not going to say by the nether. He doesn't explain why. What he means is, in the case of the nether, what? It's something that you did. Right? So you're not going to have like, they didn't make you a shliach to do something to yourself. Right? So it's something that may have happened to you and you learned about it in a dream, so fine. But hard enough to understand, but okay. But now when I saw myself take a nether, so now I have to assume that maybe that didn't have mina shamayim, right? That would be, you know, to say that I was controlled to make that happen to me. That's already more difficult. Elishra isi l'rashba, he says, but I saw in the name of the Rashba, but tshuva in the tshuva Rashba, shemaisa ba lafana v'tzricho heter. He was makbid that he had someone do hataras nadarim for a neder that they took in a dream. Fine, so interesting. Okay, so on the one hand, we see that dreams are full of nonsense, you know, somewhat, but we also see that we take them, you know, somewhat seriously, and could even have like real halachic ramifications for a person. Okay, continues the Gemara. Ravina havala nidra l'debisu. So Ravina's wife took a neder. Asla kamed Ravashi came to Ravashi. I'm like baal mahu shiyas shliach lecharatas ishta. Okay, so he wants to know, can a husband be the shliach of his wife to say that she had charata, meaning when you come to be matir neder, right? So you come to the, we have some of this language even in the like hataras nadarim that we do like more generally, but let's say in a very in a specific case, yeah, a person doesn't just have to do hataras nadarim like in that general sense. There are times when a person is taking a neder and they want to be matir neder. So what they do is they come to a group of tamini chachamim, three tamini chachamim, and they can say, here's the story. I took a neder to do X and Y and Z, and now I realize that I shouldn't have done that. That was a mistake. I didn't mean it. And one of the ways you are removed from the neder is by showing charata. They can say, well, if you would have known, you know, you took a neder to to learn daf yomi. Let's just say same thing. Neder to learn daf yomi. So the Talmud Chacham says, like, if you would have known that, you know, why are you out of it? So he says, well, look, if I would have realized that, you know, on Sunday mornings, it's going to be so hard for me because, you know, I usually sleep late that day and now I realize I can, and my kids, whatever the example is. If I would have realized, you know, a certain detail about it, I never would have taken the neder. Ah, okay, so if you have charata about a specific piece that we can explain, you didn't think about that, so then we can be release you from the neder. That's one way to be released from the neder. So the question here is, what if the husband wants to, you know, go on his wife's behalf and say, look, my wife didn't realize. She took a neder to X, whatever. And she didn't realize it. She could say 100, you know, kapitlach tehillim every single day. And she didn't realize that it's just too many and she wouldn't be able to do that, etc. So a husband, as we know, can be
may fear the neder of his wife. If he hears her taking the neder, he can undercut it and have it not be chal. But here, it was chal already. He didn't hear. And it was chal already. Can he go and be her shliach to come to the bezdin and say, and express her charata? So answers the Gemara, Amalai imechanfin in ilo lo. So imechanfin literally means that if they're already gathering together, like there's a bezin already gathered together, so then you can go and have this conversation with them on her behalf, but you can't gather them on your own to do so. Okay, why not? Take a look at it in the Ran. Baal mahu shiyasa shliach l'charatas ishto. I'm going to jump around a little bit in this Ran because it's a little bit long. He writes, Haran b'amzal sober b'perek vav mehichos shavuos, d'dafka b'baal hu di b'ayla, means specifically a husband, right? M'pnei shabal ki ishto, right? You know, halach is, right, ishto kagufo, in a certain sense, right? That a husband's like his wife. Aval adam acher pshita lan she'enu nasa shliach. Means it's only first to a husband and wife. This is not any other scenario. The tzarech she had no der b'fnei hamatirin, because generally the person who takes the neder has to be in front of the bezdin. V'hachi muchach b'yushami, and he has proofs for such a thing. Fine, but skip down where it says umaskinan. The first two words in line are di ba'ilan, and I have a period there. And the umaskinan dafilu. Do you see that? Yeah. Umaskinan dafilu babal. And we pass that even a husband imachanfin in ilo lo. Right, ilo machanfin lo. Right, if they're already gathered, then he can do this. If not, he can't. Why? The afagav the ishta kaguf. Because even though his wife is like himself, lo hikilu gabe baal. We're not makeup for a husband. Ella hecha de mechanfe. When they've already gathered together, aval delichnefe. But to gather a bezin lechachila gabe lo. We don't allow that. Why? Kevin de mechavarta de milsa shehe hanoder atzmo shamhu. He she does haram himself, right? So meaning because there's like a certain expectation, right, that the neder is going to be there, the person who took the neder. So like, you know, now it's like I'm not even really the person; I'm here for somebody else, etc. So we're not as comfortable with that happening. It's not entirely clear what that means, but the point being that there, but the idea being that if there already is a bezin set up and you wanted to show up and say, hey, can you just help me out here? You know, my wife took a neder, etc. I'm here as a shliach. Okay, fine. But like to get a whole group together when it's not even for you, it's for somebody else. So that we're not going to allow. Avabatosvo is perish, right? But he's going to tell you, Tosfos says differently. Behefech, the opposite. Va'amru adarabba. Gabi inish ta'alma pshita lan shiach alas or shliach. No, so meaning we said initially it's only the husband that has this like special ability, right? Because ishto kagufo, which itself, by the way, is a attacked concept of ishta kagufo, right? That husband's like the husband and wife like the same body. Like same body, really? Like this is one of the conversations that goes on by Hilchos Chanukah. The women who don't have the minhag to light near Chanukah that their husband does. Why ishta kagufo? It's very complicated. We don't say that by a lot of other halachos. Right? I can't eat matzah for my wife. Right? She has to do it herself, right? So like what that means exactly, but fine. But the first approach, the approach of the Rambam is that husband helping wife specifically because they have a unique connection. Ishto kagufo. Tosfos says no, just the opposite. It's specifically somebody else who's not the spouse. Pshita lan shiachol aso shliach. That's obvious. V'gabe baal dafka hu di baalan mishum. But it's the husband's case that we're worried about. Why? Mishum dechashinan shemitoch shenidre ishto kashin alav Yosef midaito becharata. Right, charata. So the husband is biased, right? If his wife took a neder to do all kinds of who knows what things, right? Who's the main person who wants to get rid of it? Her husband, right? So he's more nogei b'davar. And since he's more nogei b'davar, he's likely to, exaggerate. She really doesn't want it because it's so difficult because, and he's more likely to, his bias will show up. Umaskinan, so we paskin, the im bechanfin in ilo lo. Look, if they're already gathered, then fine. But if not, then not. V'hainu time b'shum t'ki mechavfei v'leis lei tircha b'milsa lo chashinon t'lma mosif hu acharat adila. Ah, so this is make a little more sense to us, right? Why do we allow that in that case? Because if they're only gathered together, so we expect them to be regular. He'll just tell the story. But if he's now gone through the process of getting the whole group together, so he's going to want to make sure that they feel it's worth their while, right? So he's going to really explain. Like, no, let me tell you how serious this is. This is why I got you together, right? Right. V'ilo mechanfin, kevan de'ika tarte, chadash shenidre kashin etzlo, right? But if there's a, right, but if they're not already gathered together, so now there is, you know, there's, the assumption here is there's two other people there, right? I'm sorry, if there are two people and one for whom the nidarim of his wife are difficult for him, right? So for oh the tarich, and then he also, so we have both issues, right? Chadash and nidri kashin elzo. Oh the tarich, right? Two things. One is that the nidarim of his wife are harder than him, and also now they made a whole tircha, so now chashinan, so now we're nervous. Maybe he's going to like, you know, extend, you know, bend the truth a little, right? Avav inish achrinim was a regular person, came into lo ichbaslei, ish shanu ilo, leik lemechash. Right, so he says, I have here, he's shari ilo, right? That if he, meaning he's not, if it's a different person coming, look, hey, I'm here on behalf of Mrs. Schwartz, and he doesn't care or not, so then we're not as concerned. So that's how Tosis understands this difference, and why, like, who cares, you gather or don't gather, so it's for the, because of this concern. Fine. and then he just points out, because of Oro Ben Yishimshin, Zal, that Shesholech Adam Charatas Nidro Bichsav. Person can send their Charatas Nether in a letter. You can write it, you can send a letter. Lebezdin. Vehe Matirin Lo, and they can actually be Matir without you there. Why? Lefisha Sover Harav Zal Shafilu Beloy Diaz Hanoder. Yachla Chacham Lahatir. Even without the person knowing, Chacham can be Matir Nether. Kevin Shiodeish Hanoder Mischarat. As long as he knows that you have Charata, that's good enough. Wild, right?
It sounds from this like there's a case where the Beis Din may not actually cancel it.
Yes, sounds like that. Correct. That they have to feel that your charata is sincere. If they feel like you don't really have charata, or, you know, I don't know, there could be other reasons why they would reject it. But yes. But what's interesting is that the question is what needs to happen? Is it that I have to be standing in front of a Beis Din? So according to Rabbeinu Shimshon, no, I just have to make sure that the Beis Din knows that I have charata. And that's enough to release me from the nether. It's very interesting. Okay. This is where you find the Ron, like, very interesting. It, right? Just, like, brings, like, things, you know, expand. It really expands in the conversation. But fine. Okay. So now let's go back to the Gemara for a second. Back to the Gemara. So the Gemara now is going to learn three things from this story. So says the Gemara, Shema Mina. Yeah?
Is all this applicable to a Taurus and Dharma? Like, you can do it on behalf of
my behalf wife? Of your wife? Right. There's certainly a concept, the discussion in the postgame, that a person, you definitely see people do that, right? When people stand up for, I'm also here on behalf of my wife, right? You definitely hear people do such a thing, and that comes from this, you know, from this place. We're also like, I think that we're typically not super makbid that, I mean, it's a different reason, because Hataras Dharma is also like general and not for necessarily any specific nidar. If a person has a specific nether that they have to be mounted nether, I'm not sure if we would say, you know, just send your husband, it's okay. but because it's also a very general thing, that's probably more reason, but certainly you find that people do that, and l'chaura, it's based on all this. Also there, mechanfin already, there's already a bezdin sitting there, right?
Right.
And it's probably not a neder that bothers him so much, because you're only doing it at Rosh Hashanah, like, it was not like something that was bothering you so badly. So it would fit here very nicely, actually, for that reason. Okay, so Shema Mina Tzlas. I learned three things from this story. Shema Mina Baal Naser Shliach L'Charat Zishto. So first of all, you see from here, a husband can be the Shliach for his wife for her Charata. So here you have it black and white. It sounds like the Gemara is passing that way. We actually have it in the Rambam there, Hilchos Shavuos, and the Shulchan Aruch, so maybe we should look it up. But so number one, the Baal can be a Shliach for his wife for her Charata. Shema Mina, lo, I have the Bach change the language here. Lo yale le mishre nidra be astra derabe, right? That a tamachacham should not be matir neder in the town where his rebbe is present, or in a place where his rebbe is present. Meaning, if your rebbe is present, then you should not be the one being matir nedarim. Let him do that. Ushma mina ki mechanfin shaper dami. And the other thing we learn is that when they're already gathered together, so then it's okay. Meaning it's okay. Meaning presumably. Even when your rebbe is present, that if they're already gathered together, then that's okay.
How do we learn the rebbe thing?
Good, yeah, good. So take a look at the Ran. Oh, look at the Mefarshes for a second on the left side. He just says it much shorter. Lo shar lemishra nidra ba'asra de rabbi mishum hachi lo bay ravina lemishra la mikame rabbi. Right, I mean, Ravina. What happened in this story? Ravina, his wife, had taken a neder, right? And he came to Rav Ashi, and he asked him what to do. So Rav Enoch himself could have been matched the neder, right? Because he's a Tamachacham. But instead, he was like asking, can I be matched? I mean, can I? You're a Tamachacham. Do it. Go ahead. Right? So the Rebbe wasn't doing that because his Rebbe was present, presumably. So look at the Ran Shema, Minelo Yali, Lemishra, Nidra, Ba'asa, the Rabbi. Lo Yali, Eno Nira, Klomar, Shim Lochen, Ravina Atzmo, Hayamatir Neder Ishta, right? Because if not, so he would have been matter the neder of his wife. Vim Tomar Behechi Matze Avid Hachi, how could he do that? What do you mean he could be matter his wife's neder? Hatanam, Mesachas Negaim, Kon Negaim, Adam Roa, Chus Menige Atzmo. This is not just a halachic idea. This is a idea in Hashkafa, right? We see everyone else's warts. We have a hard time seeing our own, right? So Meir Omer Aflo Nige Krovav, and not even the Negaim of his own Karov, his relatives. Kol Nedarim Adam Matir Chutz Minidzri Atzmo, and a person can matter any neder except for himself. Huda Omer Aflo Nidzri Ishto Shebein Lebein Acherim Umuachav Yisham Delachik Rabbi Yehuda. So we pass in that way, right? You can't be matter other people's Nedarim of your family. So Yesh Lomar Dafilu Hachi Vahadi Acherine Havi Matzi Sharim. The other people maybe he could, meaning other people could. Ila Mishum Yekara Derabe, meaning it could be he would allow it. And the point is that there, if it was someone else's neder, if it wasn't for his rebbe, he could have been matched with the neder. Fine, but the point being that that we learned these three things from this story. Fine. Sorry, actually skip down a little bit, just to the bottom of that round. Vafilu Tim Salomar, you see that? Vafil Tim Salomar the Halacha Shani. You see, this case is different. Mishum the Ishta Kagufo. I mean, what do you mean? Maybe it's his way, different than other crow. I mean, she's like you. Vafil Tzerufe Nami Lamed Starif, and maybe he couldn't. He won't even join others. The Havle can know their Atzma. I mean, it's like himself. Vafilu Hachi Ilav Mishum Yikari the Rabbi. If it wasn't for his worry about his Rebbe, Haya Omer Ravina the Talmidav Shiati Yiruhu. He would have told his students to do so. Meaning, he wouldn't have his students do it, right? Because again, his students can't be matzah neder when their rebbe is present. Same thing. So fine. Okay. So these are the three things you learn from the story. Okay. And now there's more things you learn, but these are not from the story. These are just the other things that while we're talking about these halachos, we add a couple other. So continuing the gemara, shamsa. What about putting someone in nidui? Afilu or taking him out? Afilu ba'asa derebbe. That you can do even in your rebbe's presence. We don't learn that from the story. We just know that. V'yachid mumcha shari shams. And also, by the way, you don't have to be a bezdin. Even one mumcha, one tamid chacham, can take someone out of nidoy. We saw that already before. That tamid chacham are putting people in and out of nidoy. Okay. So Amrav Shimon bar Zvid, Amrav Yitzchak bar Tavla, Amrav Chia Aricha, Debei Rav Achar, Amrav Zera, Amrav Belazar, Amrav Bichanina, Amrav Misha. Mishmed Rav Yehuda Bar Ilai. Okay, a lot of people. A long chain for this Misora, for this concept. Mai dichsiv v'zarcha lachem yirei shimi. So what does it mean, the Pasuk in Malachi, that the sun will shine, sounds like it, for those who fear my name. Eilu b'nei adam shehein yirein lahoti shem shamayim levatala. These are the people who are careful, right? They're yirei shimi, they're afraid of my name, literally, I mean, usually mean yirei shemayim, but they're afraid to say my name, levatala. Okay, Shemesh Tzedakah Umarpe. The pasuk continues with this phrase. Am Rabaye Shmamina Chigra De Yoma Masi. You learn from here that the sun mites, like when you dust mites and you see the sun shining, you can see dust, right? So what does that do? That it gives a refu to a person. Shemesh Tzedakah Marpe. Okay. And this argues on Rav Shimon Lakish. Upligad Rav Shimon Lakish. Why? The Amar ain Gehenna mil Olam Abba. Rav Shimon Lakish says there's no Gehenna mil Olam Abba. Okay, so just as an aside, and very interesting actually conversation that the Ran points out that Olam Abba here does not mean when a person dies. Olam Abba here means Tchias Amesim. Okay, and there's a big discussion in Mishonim. What comes first? Olam Abba. Like what is Olam Abba? What's Tchias Amesim? How do you understand these different times in history or in a person's journey, but he explains. He just says on the way bottom, three lines in the bottom. Lav la achamisa kamar. Devadi ikigehenim l'rishayim. That for sure. Gehenim l'rishayim. That for sure is. Ella la asid lava la achet tchichas amesim kama. We're talking about after tchichas amesim, what that's going to be like. Okay, so what does it mean? There's going to be no gehenim in tchichas amesim, but rather, Ella kadosh baruch hu motzi chama min artika. Hashem's going to take the sun out of its pouch. You know what it means? It's going to unleash the heat of the sun. Sadiqim misrapim ba urashayim nidonim ba. And what's going to happen? If you're a tzaddik, you will be healed by it. And if you're a rasha, you're going to be judged and punished by it. Shneemar v'zarch lachem yirei shemi shemesh. Right, because that's the pasuk says that those who have yirshemayim will be, the sun will shine on them. V'la'od el shemis adnim ba. Not only that, but it's going to be like they're going to get great pleasure out of it. Shneemar v'yitzasem upishtem ka'agle marbek. V'arishayim nidonim ba, and the Rishayim are going to be judged by it. Shneemar hinei yom ba bo'er katanur. Referring to the time of Mashiach, that's the time when it's going to burn, the sun will burn brightly. So this Gemara actually fits very nicely with another Gemara that talks about that the Asad Lava Hashem is going to give the non-Jews going to come and say, hey, we didn't get a chance to do mitzvos. And Hashem, and give us the mitzvah. Hashem says, no problem, here's the mitzvah of sukkah. And what's going to do with it? The Gemara uses the same language. Hashem's going to take the sun out of the nartik, and it's going to be so hot, and they're going to go, ugh, and they're going to walk out of the sukkah, they're going to kick the sukkah on the way out. So that fits very nicely with this same exact Gemara, which tells the same story. The Asad Lava is going to be this very, very strong sun. So maybe, climate change, we're on our way. Have a great day, guys.